He had let's go around near the Gulfport on the beach. And that was his transportation there and all along Gulf, past the stand later on. So that was his transportation.
Past Christiana?
Past the stand, from Electric past the stand.
Mm-hmm.
Street? Electrical.
Yeah.
But your horse call was Jesse and Biloxi. One at Point, one at Irish Hill, we call it, and went on back there.
Irish Hill?
Irish Hill. That's up west. You call it Irish Hill, that's the west end of town. And it's the east end of town. I call that Point Cadet. This is called Back Bay.
Uh-huh. Or, yeah, this area we're in here?
That's right.
And across the bay is called?
It used to be North, but they made two or three names. North Rochester,
yeah.
Diaboville,
yeah.
And what else you had?
I don't know, those two, well, I've heard.
Yeah, Diaboville, North Rochester.
Did they have the bridge to Pascagoula?
No. No. You mean traffic bridge?
Yeah.
No. You know what? Didn't have no bridge across by then. Your transportation was by a flat bottom boat. So you didn't have automobile. You kind of had horse and wagon, horseback. The cattle was brought in the country and buy cattle, and then the butchers would have to drive them back and load them on this flat bottom boat, get them across. Your wagons coming over would have to roll on this flat bottom boat, and then it was run by steam, steering wheel boat, flat
mm-hmm.
bottom. And that's where your transportation until the wooden bridge coming off. And the wooden bridge was built, and then after a while it went to pieces, and then they put in the old bridge, just east. I was looking at it this morning, just east of the new bridge. You've been over the new bridge?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, the old bridge is just east of the new bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what confused me a little bit this morning on the road. You see the underpass. The overpass done got me messed up. You didn't have them. When I used to go across my grandfather to help him out to get a hold of his goods. He went after sweet potatoes, bought a bushel, and chickens and things. The folks didn't have a chicken firehouse, a chicken roost in the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to go over that day and sleep overnight and go out there at night and catch the chicken. So we'd be able to get them, because we'd wait the next morning, the chicken would be gone.
Chickens sleep?
In the tree.
They were wild?
No, they wasn't wild, but the folks just didn't believe in firearms.
And they did?
No, they didn't know they had the trees there. A chicken get up next morning, he'd come out about 4 o'clock, get out when it's time for him to leave, and he'd be going on about his business, get ready to lay, and then he'd go to his nest and do his laying and go back out. But
how would people get the eggs?
Oh, you had a place for them to lay in.
Oh, I see.
You see? It's
yeah.
Like you might fix a cupboard somewhere, cover it over to keep your nest and things dry. Your chicken go in there and lay, and then you can look for the eggs and eat them.